In the lunchtime edition, St. Philip residents, shaken by a double murder at Fowl Bay, want something done to make that area safer after a series of incidents there. Passengers and crew on a minibus injured when the vehicle plows into a road excavation site in St. Philip. The conductor is thrown through the windshield. An unoccupied building destroyed by fire at Nelson Street in the city. A campaign is launched to promote reading as the new education minister promises an aggressive literacy program. And European leaders warn against a trade war as U.S. President Trump prepares for his tariffs announcement today. Good afternoon. I am Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. St. Philip residents have been left shaken by the death of two men in an altercation at Fowl Bay last night. The incident occurred around 11:18 p.m. Police found the bodies with multiple stab wounds, while a third man involved in the incident turned up at the hospital. He is receiving treatment while in police custody. When Starcom Network News visited the area, the police were removing the vehicle of one of the deceased, whose identity has not yet been officially released. Relatives of one of the deceased declined comment when we visited their Ocean City home this morning, but a resident of the area who wished to be named as Mr. Clark said he usually takes his morning walks through the Fowl Bay area. He told us the incident has left him terrified.
I had about four people call me on my phone telling me what happened. I've been walking on the beach, up and down the stairs, and up and down the street here. So now I heard this, it got me scared because you don't know what's going to happen. My property is right here at the, see where the snooty place? That's my property. Everything that you see is my property. So now it got me feel like shifting my course when walking because you don't know what's going to happen. I feel scared, shaking up.
Other residents who heard about the incident say the area is in urgent need of an upgrade.
Fobia will need development to need developing. Yes, because it's a wonderful beach, you know. Remember, you know, and they abandoned it. They abandoned it, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't abandoned, that would have never happened out there. It was a wonderful beach, but they abandoned it and got it out there. It needs attention.
I ain't know much about there, but it's a good place that people just go and relax and picnic and things, so a little more developing will work out.
Fowl Bay is a nice place, you know. These left yard, that can't be a thing. Before I fired on Boulevard, I was surprised though. When I hear this morning, I guess morning it.
Fowl Bay?
Years ago, Fowl Bay was a nice beach. It need, because, you understand, a left yard and thing, it's a nice beach.
Residents of Fowl Bay, St. Philip. Passengers and crew on a minibus were injured when the vehicle collided with a road excavation site in St. Philip. As a spokesman for the minibus sector voices concern over the circumstances that led to the incident. The incident happened last evening at Marshfield, where a crew from the Barbados Water Authority had been doing work that required a significant excavation, which the minibus plowed into. Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Owners, Anwar Nana, tells Starcom Network News the conductress on the vehicle was ejected through the windshield.
It happened in Marshfield. The driver saw the work being done in the day. When he came back up, it was dark. There were no trucks on the road, so everything was clear. But he didn't know that they left a whole heap of mound in the middle of the side of the road. And by the time he saw it, he pressed the brakes. Outside was a little wet, and the same stuff that was there, the bus slid straight across. The conductor got thrown through the windshield.
Mr. Nana believes that such work sites need to carry better signage and other measures to alert motorists, such as lighting at night.
Yes, that's a concern for us, PSV owners and motorists on the whole. When these service providers excavate the road, they need to have warning signs, adequate warning signs of the excavation. Or not what happened last night will happen again, and it could be fatal in some instances, especially if it's a motorcycle. This bus could have turned over, actually, and a lot more people could have got hurt. But yes, there is a concern for not only for PSVs, but motorists on the whole. They need to put adequate signage, lighting and signage. On a dark road, and you just butt up on this thing in the middle of the road, on your side, it's very dangerous when it comes to that. The owners of these vehicles take the service providers to court for compensation is when they will then understand that they need to provide these lightings and warning signs.
Michael Seeley, the owner of the minibus, expressed similar sentiments.
I believe that these people left in these holes open a little too long and without any protection, any caution tape, anything that around the holes. When you left a hole open in the dark and ain't got no protection, no caution tape, nothing reflective, you wanted to see the hole and you get a turn. That's what happened last night. That's one of the unfortunate things.
Minibus owner Michael Seeley in the Lunchtime Edition. An unoccupied building, formerly a bar, has been destroyed by fire at Nelson Street in the city. Station officer Roger Bourne says they received a call around 9:36 a.m. and responded with three water tenders. The wall structure was an abandoned building. No other infrastructure was damaged and no one was injured.
On arrival, we recognized that it was the old Diamond Bar. Unfortunately, there are no other structures, exposures surrounding it. And this bar is the only thing, it wasn't occupied at the point in time and is destroyed by fire. It was being used to house bottles, glass bottles, PET bottles in the area. The person in charge is Division Officer Small, myself and Angela Rivera from the port station as well, and 13 fire officers from the three various stations.
Station Officer Roger Bourne. The Minister of Educational and Transformation, Senator Chad Blackmun, says the government is taking steps to address concerns about literacy among young people in Barbados. His comments came this morning during the launch of the Make a Book project, led by the National Library Service, with support from government and private partners, which aims to assist children aged 8 to 11 create their own books. Senator Blackmun said the ministry is working on a revised and more aggressive literacy program to give children the skills they need to be successful.
One of the things that you're going to be seeing very shortly is a very aggressive reading and literacy program, well, revised rather, so as to ensure that our children at the earliest stage have the rudiments and confidence to be able to read. Particularly over the summer, the ministry will be ensuring that every young person who wants to be able to do so will have the resources to do so. But equally, it's not just about the young people. There's still some in our society at the old end of the spectrum who find some challenges in this regard. And we also want to work with them to be able to build up that capacity, because education is a continuum. It's not just a age 2 to 17. It's a lifelong journey. And therefore, we have to be able to do that for everybody.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackmun. The U.S. President Donald Trump is preparing to unveil sweeping tariffs in what the White House has dubbed Liberation Day. He will outline the plans at the White House around 4 p.m. today. But at this stage, it's unclear how high the tariffs could go and exactly which countries could be targeted. European countries, including Italy and Germany, are warning against a trade war ahead of Donald Trump's tariffs announcement. Meanwhile, the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he rules nothing out as US-UK trade talks continue and is preparing for all eventualities. US retailers say they're nervous, and the European Union has threatened a robust and calibrated response. Our top stories. St. Philip residents shaken by an apparent double murder at Fowl Bay. They want something done to make that area safer after a series of incidents there. Passengers and crew on a minibus injured when the vehicle plowed into a road excavation site at Marchfield, St. Philip. The conductress was thrown through the windshield. An unoccupied building is destroyed by fire at Nelson Street. It used to be a bar. A campaign is launched to promote reading as the new education minister promises an aggressive literacy program. And European leaders warn against a trade war as U.S. President Trump prepares for his tariffs announcement today. The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.